who some of your friends were? Did you run around with, any?
Yeah, I belonged to the Little Wobblers basketball team.
That was just for?
Just for basketball.
I mean, what grade school?
No, just a basketball club.
How old were the kids?
Well, around about. All different age. Some was 18, 20, some was 25, some 30.
Really?
Yeah, they got a different bunch. Some is not active players, just belong to a club.
Well, how long was the club in existence?
Oh, about 10 years.
What years were those?
It was in the 30s.
In the 30s. Did you play other?
No, I didn't play.
You didn't play?
No, it's belong to, it's one of the members, that's all.
So, did the team play other teams?
Yeah. They played a different team, Firestone. They want Frisco play, play Frisco.
Did they play other Chinese teams, or did they play Caucasian teams?
No, they play Caucasian, and they play a San Francisco team, too.
So was there a tournament of some kind?
Yeah, some tournament.
Was it a just a private kind of a thing, or a city?
No, it's not a city, it's just a private, among the Chinese.
So what else did they do besides play basketball?
Go fishing, go hunting, all that. Different thing. Some of those kids don't go places. Some, just went to school kid. And I was one of the earlier ones. See, so, I just use my car to transport them around. So I take them around. See? So they're younger.
So they had a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Take them around. Every time I have a chance, I take them around.
So when you were growing up, say, on Ferguson Alley, was there... I understand there was a playground or something.
Yeah, down at Wan Street. They call it Wan Street. Right in the end of Everglasses Street. On the end there. In fact, when I was growing up, I never go around with the kid my age. I always go around with, I don't know why. I always go around with older bunch, elderly bunch.
So what did you guys do?
We was working, and then we go different thing, Go hunting and fishing, all that. I never did go around kid my own age.
How about, did you go around mostly Chinese kids?
Yeah, mostly Chinese kids.
How about Japanese kids?
Oh, some Japanese kids go fishing together.
Did your parents feel anything about that?
They never said. My only one thing about my parents never was prejudice.
You didn't have any...
Even during the wartime, we had Japanese kids coming out of our house.
That's great.
We used to go to dance together with the Chinese and Japanese together. Even right up to the war, we have a mixed group, Chinese, Korean, and Japanese.
How big was the group?
Maybe 100, 200 people.
Oh my gosh, was there a name to this group?
No, they have a dance. They have a certain club give it sometimes, Low Wall Club give it. Then they had a May Wall Club. That's a girl club. And my wife was the captain of a basketball team. I still got her little boy.
So they had tournaments for the Chinese?
Among themselves, Japanese and all that. And then they have the Celestial Club too.
What was the Celestial Club?
Just a club where they have held dances and boxing a little bit.
Boxing and dancing, that's a great combination.
When they're having a party, they have a dance, they give a dance.
No.
Then they learn how to self-defense and all that stuff.
Did you ever learn how to how to do what, kung fu?
No, not kung fu.
What did you do?
I boxed a little bit and this and that.
Was there a...
My dad was the one who wanted to teach us, but we never did. We thought it was something funny, the way they... I said, how the heck can you do a thing like that and don't get knocked out, You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, the way he showed us, know what I mean? We didn't believe on those things before.
So who taught you how to box?
We fight among ourselves in school, so we have to learn how to do it.
I mean, there wasn't... I mean, you had to use gloves and
A lot of times we don't use gloves. We're using fists. Then we try to learn more from using gloves, from hurting each other, among your own friends,
So you went hunting and fishing, but how did you get out there? What transportation?
We got a car. Or ride a motorcycle or do whatever you want.
Now this was, you're talking about now.
Years ago.
Wait a minute. You were born in 1911.
1910.
So that has to be about the 20s and the late 20s and 30s, right? That we're talking about.
Yeah.
That you're riding a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Was it pretty popular then?
Yeah. Wait a minute. I see that one in the car.
Okay.
We're going to have some pictures. Where's the other car? Motor, see? This is a Ford Model T, but this is an overhead valve.
Uh-huh.
You don't have that kind of a... That's a soup up foot.
Were they souping up cars in those days in
the
20s?
Yeah.
So did you have some kind of...
this is all overhead valve. It's not the regular foot motor.
Now, are these members of your Loa club?
No, it's one of my brother.
Oh, okay.
This is my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And this is me. This is mine. This is my brother.
Oh, you got a little one.
Oh, Lord.
And then you also had a motorcycle.
I had 2-3 of them.
Now, how did you get the money to
you worked
to buy
for it?
That, you know, the motorcycles?
You worked for it.
Did they come, where did they come from, the motorcycles? They were U.S. made or?
U.S. made. Harley Davidson. When I was driving a truck from Salinas.
Uh-huh.
Those are local trucks. Eh?
I see. So
that was, I take it down on 9th Street Market too, in the backyard of the shed there.
So did you boys, you know, like to work on old cars then?
Yeah, we used to work on old cars.
And work on your motorcycles.
Yeah.
So this is in the late 20s and we're talking about.
You can tell by those cars. This is 1926, 25, those cars.
Uh-huh.
This is on Los Angeles Street.
Oh, and who's that?
It's me.
Oh, that's you. You have about 2-3 motorcycles.
We had 2-3 kinds.
So where did you, you know, did you have other, you know, buddies who did the same
thing?
Oh,
yeah.
You didn't have a club or some kind?
Yeah, I belonged to American Club.
American Motorcycle Club?
Yeah. We had an American Motorcycle Club.
Where did they meet?
We meet down at Harley Davidson, Adam and St. Peter Street. They got a club down there. They got a motorcycle club down there.
I see. So then
you
ride all over with them. Oh, that's pretty good. Were you the only Chinese who belonged there, or were there other Chinese who belonged?
There were a few Chinese, one or two more. So.
Uh-huh. So how old were you about that time?
Oh, about 1927.
Yeah,
1927. What is
this, the picture
now? Oh, that's my other house. I used to live on Crenshaw. This is uh-huh. my fort kind of driveway.
Uh-huh. Now the, the meat market that you had then. Was located down in...
We used, before the war, before World War II, we was on 43rd and Central.
Uh-huh.
And then we went in the service, you know, Merchant Marine.
Oh, I see.
And then came out again, we opened again.
So all through those years, it was closed while you
Yeah.
were
we started all over again. With a different bunch.
Uh-huh.
I used to be with Howard Cho and El Leung and Chuck Jowles, eh?
Mm-hmm.
We used to be together.
Mm-hmm.
Then after we came out of the service, then El was still in the army yet.
Mm-hmm.
We waited for him to come out. Then we opened up again.
Mm-hmm.
Opened up again in 44.
So you've been in business since. It's still, it's called Central Meat Market, right? So it's still in business.
No, I sold out my share. They moved
uh-huh.
to New General now. I just sold out mine last year.
Uh-huh.
So I'm retired.
You're retired now.
Well, that's about time.
Okay. Well, how about your children? You were married. Your wife, you said, belonged to the...
Maywa, yeah.
She was born here.
She was born here.
What family did she...
The Low family. Low. I don't think they all passed away already.
So did she also grow up in around...
Yeah.
Los Angeles?
Yeah, they went to school. She went to school with my sister.
Uh-huh.
They went to Poly. And then she went to JC,
mm-hmm.
Vermont.
Mm-hmm. And how about your children?
Got one girl.
One daughter. What does she do?
She went to JC down here. She went to Cal State.
Uh-huh. What is she doing now?
She working for Edison.
Uh-huh.
But her husband got two liquor stores.
I see.
That's taken the first of the year.
Uh-huh.
This is John Wooden, UCLA coach.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a BYU coach. These six of those guys.
Goodness, look at how tall you are.
And he's only 12 years old.
That's your grandson.
He's only 12 years old.
So he got an award?
Yeah, for a championship of their class, basketball.
What? How old is he?
12.
12? Oh, he's going to be a... He's going to be a great basketball player.
No, he's a little league too. He just got back from Mexico City about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
A year before that, he went to Japan. A year before that, he went to Hawaii.
How marvelous.
He went to Hawaii. He was only 10.
Uh-huh. So he's very, very active then,
yeah,
in sports.
And now he's golf.
It's golfing now.
Playing golf now.
He looks like he inherited your love of sports.
You don't drink like I do.
Oh. Better. Okay, Mr. Young, I've got your pictures, and you're going to try and look for the passport.
I asked for a book.
Uh-huh. All right. So we'll have, you know.
He's the one that gave me my old picture. He found it in his garage.
Oh, well, I hope you're going to come across some more old pictures for us.
I gave some from a mother picture to my other brother. He was he was here last week. He just came back from Canada on a tour with Jenny Lee.
Mm-hmm.
They just came back from Canada. He left his car here. So he took some of the picture.
Okay. So maybe we can get to see some of those pictures.
Yeah, but he's down Palm Springs, down on the other side.
Well, we'll wait. So I certainly thank you very much
interview. I'm glad to be of help.
Okay.
I don't know if there's any use in that.
Oh, I think it is.